At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hope you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, guys. It is Dukes and Bell. We are off tomorrow and Friday. Back with you on Monday after the long holiday. But we will have a lot to chop up come Monday, man, because Falcons heading to New York to take on the Jets. We got the Dogs and Georgia Tech. And obviously all of these rivalry games, Mike, and we were just talking amongst ourselves as Day-Day's up here with our executive producer, how important some of these games are going to be, not just for the college football playoff, but also just, you know, in the pecking order of what we think about some of these teams. Somebody's going to lay an egg this weekend, guys. So there will be upsets. And how that plays out will affect these rankings and certainly, you know, who's going to be in the mix for a chance to get into the 12. Look, Miami is the one that I'm watching, Mike. I just feel like they could wet the bed very easily this weekend.
Well, that's the one thing about Cristobal. If it comes down to a close decision, for instance, two coaches who do some of the stupidest stuff. How about Narduzzi with the fake punt against Georgia? I mean, the only thing you cannot do is a fake punt there. And as I said, because my wife is a Pitt alum, I have to watch a lot of Pitt football. And he's good for one of those kind of wacky decisions every now and again. And Cristobal and his guys, it's generally just basic, you know, blocking and tackling game management that sometimes he struggles with. And look, Carson Beck, as we said, is he good for a pickoff or two? Pitt is a compelling squad. How does that Miami defense try to shake up that 18-year-old quarterback? So that's an exciting game. You're right. And the ramifications, the slim chance to get to the ACC championship for you.
It's crazy. Raheem Morris is on the way, guys. He's going to join us here coming up a little bit later on this hour, so stay tuned for that. A
couple guys hit me up on the text line and on Twitter during the break, agreeing with Carl, saying, hey, man, Texas Tech is for real.
They're good.
I mean, I just say, give them Georgia's schedule. See how real they are. You know? To Carl's point, they're Indiana last year. Indiana got beat in a cold, rainy night in South Bend. Mm. And now this year, Indiana's been living it up and living up to the hype. The Oregon win is as impressive as any win in the country. But now they're going to get a chance at Ohio State, and that presumably in that Big Ten championship.
Remember, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 get the home games, right? We're talking about the rankings. Top four, byes. Right now, where Tech is sitting, they would get a home game. I would have them advancing, Mike, you know, through the first round, regardless of who 12 ends up being, just because I think they're that good at home. But, yeah, man, this is why I love this time of year, because we really start to see the cream rise. And some of these teams are frauds. We know that. But they got to be proven frauds.
Right. And we were just talking about, speaking of which, he's kind of Steve Sarkisian light, talking about Dan Lanning out there with the Oregon Ducks. You know, they got pretty much out-physicaled and, just to be honest, outplayed by Indiana at home. And, of course, they subsequently have taken care of business. They beat a USC team, which I bet thought they could cover the 10. They took care of business in that one. But he's a guy who's got to break through to that next level, because he's done everything but kind of dot the I or put the cherry on the sundae, right?
The thing, yes, absolutely, for Dan Lanning. One of the highest paid guys. Certainly his program's been relevant. You know, you talk about these 10 wins. You're doing
Big
that every
Big Ten champions
year.
Last year, but not national champs.
But you got to be in this mix to be the lone man standing. But I'll say this. The difference, or at least the similarities for me, with this Indiana team this year and Texas Tech, is they're both very physical. And Indiana, this was the thing. They went out to Oregon. Everybody said, oh, they'll get slapped. And they literally out-physicaled Oregon and beat their quarterback up. This year's Indiana team, unlike last year, this is the difference for me. They were pretty good offensively last year. I think their quarterback's better this year. He's a little bit more dynamic. But, Mike, physicality-wise, their defense is as physical as it gets, and I think that's a similarity with Tech. Why? And I'm talking about Texas Tech. That's why I give them a puncher's chance against some of these other opponents. But, man, we're going to get a chance to see. It's Dukes and Bell coming up. As we said, Coach Rod, Jesse Bates is going to join us as well. We're going to get to our picks coming up here a little bit later on this hour.
Oh, I got three winners right now, bro.
You got three? We need it, man.
Three winners.
We need it, bro. Everybody was 1-2, I think, last week.
I've been 2 weeks of 1-2. And Orin went
2-1.
He's very excited.
Did you hear him back there? Not me.
Yeah, and Day-Day's already crying about the fact he's got to lock in this point spread on a Wednesday.
No. I'm not crying.
Because you know the spread's going to change.
I heard some blubber.
Well, all I'm saying is if we're willing to do it for the holiday,
yeah,
we should
and
be
vacation.
No, we should be willing to do it.
Yes.
If you want to come in and do a show on Friday, you let me know how that works out. You can put your picks in there. The broadcast week ends today. Ergo, you got to go with today's line.
I agree. And by the way, what's probably going to happen is
who uses ergo in a sentence?
Nobody. Some of these lines are going to go up, and you're going to be mad because you picked it. But that's the risk of this. All right, man. We'll get to our picks coming up. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. Great games on Thanksgiving Day. Packers at Lions. That's the 1 o'clock game. Chiefs, Cowboys at the Cowboys. That's the 4 o'clock game. It feels like it's been 4 o'clock forever. I mean, as a kid, that was the one game Mom always like, we got to have the food ready, and we're eating before that damn Cowboy game comes on. And then, of course, the Bengals at Ravens. He's back, guys. I'm talking about Joe Burrow. And this is a little bit of a surprise because a lot of folks, Mike, were thinking he might not return this year. Here's Zach Taylor talking about starting Joe Burrow and how important it is.
Winning's important. We want to win. And Joe gives us a great chance to win. And again, Flacco has given us every opportunity. We haven't lost games because of Joe Flacco. He's gone out there and give us everything, and he understands that. That being said, we'll also be all excited to watch Joe Burrow. We watched Joe Burrow now for 6 years and seen the things he can do as well. And again, it's he's worked really hard to get himself back. He's a football player. He wants to play football. We want to win football games. So that will lead into that decision.
Now, I was watching First Take, I think it was yesterday, and the question was,
quite frankly,
can Burrow lead Bengals to playoff? Okay, going to win 6 in a row, are we? Oh, that sounds interesting. You know, you have no defense. I mean, not a great defense, certainly. Not an elite defense by any stretch. I mean, you gave up 47 points to the freaking Bears. So, but again, I'm not a producer at ESPN, but they have to come up with something for these guys to scream at. But they got a tough schedule, man. Cincinnati, 2 with Baltimore in 3 weeks. It's a Baltimore sandwich with Buffalo in the middle.
Mm.
Then an easy win against Miami, an easy win against Arizona, and maybe Cleveland. So I give you 3-3, but not 6-0.
No, it's hard, man. We lost 5 games in a row. It's hard. It's even harder to win 6-7 in a row.
Right.
Which is why.
Unless you're the Ravens and everybody's healthy.
This is the thing. And that's why this game is going to be big. By the way, get your streaming services right. That one's on Peacock, right? On NBC, I think that game is.
I spent half the
NBC Peacock?
Half of the show yesterday. Carl was laughing, me trying to cancel YouTube TV.
Good luck.
I got it. I figured it out. It took me a while.
By the way.
They never make it easy to cancel
they
it, but
make
I did
it
figure
so
it out.
Hard, man. They do. I
had to have YouTube for that Friday game earlier in the year.
And you hadn't canceled yet.
And I canceled, so they're about to start billing me.
Yeah.
Now, Peacock, I got to jump on to watch this game.
No. It's NBC. The early game is obviously Fox. I'm just giving you the rundown here. And then CBS has the Cowboy game. So, and Friday night, by the way, we get Friday night NFL.
Yes.
Bears and Eagles. That's on Prime Video. Get your streaming services right.
Which one's that on?
Prime Video.
Okay, I have that.
All
okay,
right.
I got that.
Al Michaels says he wants to come back, by the way. You cool with it?
Yeah, just get him a better partner. Tell Kirk and his dog to just stick to college. Kirk does a decent job. It's not like he doesn't know football. It's the same sport.
Overexposed?
Yes, and not compelling. Gives you the basic stuff. Yeah. It doesn't give you anything else. I said this to Carl a couple years ago when they launched Prime from Amazon. Let's give the new guys a chance. Put something fresh in there. Give Richard Sherman, and throw Fitzpatrick in there.
Yeah.
And let those guys, and then Al can have some fun. They can do some grab ass, have a little fun. Al can talk about, because he's got a lifetime of experience he can get to that he doesn't get to with Herb Street. Something different. But they won't.
No, he just recently said, I'd love to come back for next year. I don't think he's under contract, but
But the younger audience feels he's not as compelling. And, like, I have to admit, there's been some games where he's not been as strong as he should be. But he's getting older. Everybody loses their fastball.
Al's 80, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come
but
on.
But there was a few plays a couple weeks back where it's quite clear to the audience what had happened, and he didn't know.
He didn't see it.
Oh, it's a turnover. Yeah, it's important. Got to be on that. So, or maybe the spotter, he's not hearing his spotter. I don't know.
We talked about the Cowboys. What about the Packers at Lions? By the way, Lions are a 2.5-point favorite. Here's Dan Campbell talking about containing Micah Parsons.
We know, look, he's a dynamic player. He's a dynamic rusher. This guy plays hard. He's got a quick first step. He's powerful. He's quick. Look, you see him club the tight end, nudges him, already beats that. Then the tackle engages him. Then the slide comes to him, the guard gets on him, and he beats both of them. And that's just it. It's like it. If you're going to use that many resources, you have to stop this guy. And he'll just keep coming.
Hard to handicap this one because we saw a two-game losing streak where they couldn't really score any points for Green Bay. They bounced back. They beat that Giants team 27-20. No problem with Minnesota because J.J. McCarthy's hot garbage.
Yeah.
But the Lions, after looking like they would be battling for that number one seed in the NFC, have been a little wobble of their own. Win one, lose one. Win one, lose one. And again, beating the Giants, having to go to overtime, that was a little confusing. What do you think? You think it's going to come down to like last play?
Series for certain. I do. It is a field goal game. I think both of these teams are capable of going on Super Bowl runs. I like the Lions a little bit better at home.
Mm.
Dude, they're fast on that turf at home. They're just hard to stop. But this could go either way. I actually like the Lions to cover the 2.5, Mike. I think it's a field goal game, and it probably comes down to that last series.
Also, for what it's worth, while they had some issues, in their passing game, you do get some of your bigger pieces back. Watson is now back, Christian Watson, at wide receiver. So maybe they try to get him involved more on Thursday.
Yeah, and speaking of being back, he apologized, Jamar Chase. So his quarterback, their boys – I mean, real boys. And his quarterback is back, and Jamar is going to be back. But, Mike, we talked about it, you and I, but he apologized for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. The quote was, "What I did was wrong. There's zero place in our sport or in life for that level of disrespect." Love Jamar Chase. Come on, dog. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of in the locker room, still in his bag. He said, "No, I didn't spit. and they got like seven different – it's the NFL, man. They got like 18 cameras. There's going to be an angle. So you seem – and it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't like a teeth spit. It was like a sloppy spit.
It was sloppy.
It was like, ooh, don't do that.
Yeah, it dribbled down his chin.
Yeah, man, that's like, come on, that's nasty. That's like, you might as well have a Copenhagen going when you do that. And then speaking of which, Trevon Merrig, he gets suspended for one game. We talked about at the end of the show for punching, oof, Juwan Jennings right in the finales. He said, Jennings did more stuff you didn't see. Well, I didn't see it, and neither did the refs.
Yeah, that's dirty, though,
That's dirty, man, punching a guy in the jimmy.
Can't do that. I mean, like, that's, again – Mike, you would think this was a street fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's low. I mean, that's low.
I agree, but, you would think, like, he had me, and I was a quarter away from my life being taken.
I mean,
come on.
Never punched anybody in the balls.
I've never done it.
Man law. The Kansas City-Dallas game is compelling. Kansas City is hanging on by their chinny-chin-chin.
They got to win.
Cowboys, everyone starts to believe in the Cowboys. See, Cowboys, you just get everyone all fired up, and, oh, here they come. And then Cowboys will lay an egg on Thursday. Or do you think Kansas City just ain't that show anymore?
No, look, I don't think they're as good as they were, but that Mahomes dude, man. I thought they were going to lose last week. I did.
Right.
And they came back. So hopefully we get a good game. All I want to think.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanksgiving is to be fat and happy and get some good games. Hey, join 92.9 The Game and Bud Light for a Falcons and Jets watch party on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Mazzy's Sports Tavern. That's on Venture Drive in Duluth. Watch the Falcons battle the Jets with Allie Mack, Freddie Falcon, and the cheer team. And you can compete in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Las Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Guys, it's right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Must be 21+, and please drink responsibly. Coach Roz on the way. We're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. It's Dukes and Bell.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.